Hello, this is Be Still and Know with Jonathan Edwards. Let's hear the Bible together. Luke chapter 1, verses 46 to 49. Mary responded, "Oh, how my soul praises the Lord, how my spirit rejoices in God my Saviour. For he took notice of his lowly servant girl, and from now on all generations will call me blessed. For the Mighty One is holy, and he has done great things for me." What an incredible moment this was for Mary. How could anyone put into words the overwhelming joy and privilege of being called to be the mother of the Saviour of the world? It's hardly surprising that she, as a young Jewish girl, turns to familiar words from the scriptures. She would have been brought up with the wonderful story of Hannah, Samuel's mother, and would have been familiar with her prayer when she learned that she was going to give birth. There are many moments in our lives as Christians when we simply don't have the words to describe how grateful we are to God. Like Mary, we often turn to other people's words to describe how we're feeling. I thank God for many songs and hymns which have been precious to me over the years, and some of them are firmly associated with a particular experience. Once I had a long and fiercely hot journey across Romania. I was travelling with a disabled friend of mine, and as we passed through Transylvania, our van broke down. My companions and I were not great technicians, but to our amazement, we managed to fix it. As we travelled into Oradea, our destination, we instinctively broke into song. We sang, "Great is thy faithfulness," and we really meant it. We could have expressed everything we wanted to say in a prayer, but it felt so much more complete to join together in singing a hymn with which we were all familiar, and which also bound us together with God's people who'd used the hymn to express their worship for so many years. God loves it when we worship him, whether we use our own words or borrow them from others. Mary's song may have been based on familiar words from the Old Testament scriptures, but there's no doubting that they were the words from her heart. Let's pray together. Thank you, Lord, for Mary's prayer and for the way in which it encourages us to praise you for your greatness. Amen. It's been a pleasure to spend these moments with you. Visit premier.org.uk/voice of hope and join our growing Voice of Hope family. And follow along with these daily meditations at home in print, direct to your favourite mobile device, or as a daily podcast on the app Podbeam. I am Jonathan Edwards, and I encourage you to join me as I share a thought from the Bible Monday to Friday every week. May God bless you.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Everyone has a fave Wendy's frosty flavor. And when you're choosing from chocolate or vanilla, it's not that hard. But now there's all new frosty swirls and frosty fusions. So try picking your fave from Oreo brownie fusion, Pop-Tarts strawberry fusion, strawberry swirl, brownie batter swirl, caramel swirl, and caramel crunch fusion. Not so easy now, huh? For a fresh way to frosty, gotta be Wendy's. Open till midnight or later.
At participating U.S. Wendy's, hours may vary by location. Oreo is a trademark of Mondelez International Group. Pop-Tarts is a trademark of Kellogg North America Co., LLC. Used with permission.